I don't want to see her coming around here every day for one thing or another. She'll be needing her brush tomorrow and toothpaste the next day. Give her whatever she needs. That way you'll be doing both of us a favor.
Does what you're saying make any sense?
Doesn't it make sense?
Well, no. Soon this will be her house, too. There's no difference between this house and her own. In the end, we will...
In the end, you'll what? I hope you're not thinking that we'll be partying the night away as soon as we hold your uncle's memorial on the 40th
What's
day.
What's the need for partying, Mom? Can't we just be married without making a fuss?
Open your eyes. What will people say?
Mother? Mother!
Don't mother me. It's not just me. Everyone thinks so. She has brought bad luck to the family. She isn't even part of the family yet, and your poor
Mother,
uncle...
Mother, that poor uncle you speak of was already teetering on the edge.
You're right, he was old. But he was 10 times stronger than you. He would have lived to 100 if it weren't for that ominous girl. Evil eye. Bad luck. Misfortune. We've all heard all about it.
Well. Oh, no. Setayesh, dear. Setayesh!
What are you doing?
Oh.
Open your eyes, for God's sake. You're sorry. If I'd hit you and you'd have been
you okay,
killed,
miss?
I'd have
are you
to
right?
answer to your whole entire
Look, she's
family.
Not blind.
What,
it's you who's
blind?
Deaf. She said she was sorry a dozen times.
See that?
Are you deaf?
Here.
Get in your car and go.
Well, I get this 100 times a day. What happened?
Get in your car,
with?
Man. Are you sure you're okay, miss? I sent him away. He's gone. Muhammad! Where the hell is he? Muhammad? Hello.
Hello.
Go inside, please.
Setayesh.
Muhammad!
She's all right.
What happened?
I don't know exactly. I was ringing your doorbell when I heard a screech of a car. I saw the car, but it didn't hit her. Don't worry. It's nothing serious.
Setayesh. What happened, sis?
They just keep calling out to God all the time. Absolutely everything is in the hands of God. Absolutely everything according to God's will. A thief doesn't fall from the branch unless God wants it to.
Why are you talking like this? Just tell me what happened, sis.
If God's will is to make the first day of my married life the last day of someone else's life, is that my fault? Muhammad, is it? Is it my fault? Tell me.
No, who told you these things, sis?
If he keels over and dies, then am I to blame for that? Am I a bad omen? Do I bring bad luck? Then where is God in all this? Dad always says that a woman changes from a white dress into another. She comes in her wedding dress and she just leaves in her shroud. Whatever else she wears is just temporary. When a woman says yes to a man, she has to put up with absolutely everything. Poverty, neediness, misery, prison. What do men have to put up with? He just stood there while his mother badmouthed me all the while she wanted. She says I'm bad luck, a bad omen, and he didn't say a word to his mom, Muhammad.
What's wrong?
I'm really sorry, man, but I want to go break that stupid idiot's neck.
Ooh.
That stupid groom.
Is there anything I can do to help?
No, man, sorry, bro. I had something important to talk to you about. But as you can
no,
see...
No, man, go take care of this. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
I'll talk to you later tonight.
Okay.
You take care of yourself,
Goodbye.
Man. See you later. Tahir! I'll call you later tonight. Don't forget.
Yeah, man, okay,
wait
bye.
For my call.
Goodbye.
See you around.
So my daughter brings bad luck, huh? Get together all that junk they brought and put it to the side. I'll return it to them myself tomorrow. Nothing gained and nothing lost. We'll wash our hands of them. Setayesh, my girl?
Don't worry about me, Dad.
Go calm her down.
Come and put these in their boxes, Mom. And look, they brought this for the bridal shower, too.
I'll go bring your own necklace.
I don't need it. Look here, I already have one.
What is this, Setayesh?
Muhammad made this for me at the front line. Will you please put this on for me?
Mahmoud, come and have some tea.
Did you tell her that we're going to get her dowry back? Is she feeling any better?
She is. But I'm not.
But why?
Do you think we're making the right decision? And in such haste?
Nargis, can't you see how our daughter is feeling?
But we shouldn't make any decisions for our daughter's future based on a few words.
The problem's not just the words. Someone who can say those things can also say far worse.
But that's not for sure. Setayesh shouldn't get so upset over a few words. Change her mind so easily and judge so quickly. She shouldn't break at the drop of a hat.
Don't blame it on her, Nargis. I made the mistake. I'm the one who wronged her.
God forbid, Mahmoud. What wrong did you do?
I did wrong. You know, Nargis, I turned a blind eye when I should have been paying more attention. Do you remember when his mother came to us to propose? She was talking about a psychic. She said that the psychic foretold that her future daughter-in-law would look like our Setayesh. When she was saying these things, and she was complimenting Setayesh, I didn't know enough to read between the lines. As the saying goes, to err is human. I should have realized that those who believe in psychics, fortune tellers, and things like that are not our type. I should have seen it. But I was too weak to realize it. I should have seen it coming. All this bad luck, and these bad omens, and all this other kind of nonsense.
I don't know, Mahmoud. I'm not sure if what we're doing is right or wrong.
Don't make me doubt myself, Nargis. Don't do it.
But we have to make sure.
Can you tell us why this wedding should be called off?
The Quran advised me against it.
You should have consulted the Holy Quran when we came to propose, before you accepted the offer.
There was no need for consultation at that time. Because things were good, ma'am. But now there's talk of bad luck and misfortune, and the goodness fades away. Then it's time for consultation. I'll arrange for somebody to pick up the dowry first thing tomorrow.
Mr. Nadari, please. Can I please talk to you for a moment?
If there's a problem, I'll tell them to pick it up later.
No. Even if Mortese isn't here, I will be. Send them to come and get it.
Mother?
Can't you hear him saying the consultation didn't fare well? There's nothing else to say.
No, nothing at all.
Mr. Nader, please. Just a moment, Mr. Nadari. My mother is very ill, sir. I owe everything to her, sir. She took all of us under her wing after our father died and has raised us on her own. If you allow it, let's leave everything as it is for the next 40 days or so. By then, she will be feeling better.
40 days? 40 days is nothing, son. Even 40 years isn't enough. Time will never heal the wound that your mother inflicted on my daughter's heart. I'll send somebody to pick up that stuff.
Mr. Nadari, please wait.
Hurry up. Put it over here. Quicker. Move it now. Come on, move it. We put the things in the storage. Why didn't you come outside?
I did go outside. The neighbors were looking at me really strangely.
This is life, my girl. That's just the way that the world turns. You have to remember that in this life, there are a thousand different things that are able to make us happy in one way or another. And there are a thousand other things that might sadden us. If this situation is one that's likely to make us sad, then we must put an end to it. We must stamp the seal on it. Now get up. Go and bring some tea for your father before he has to head to work.
Okay, Father.
Here you are.
Thank you very much.
Here you are.
Thanks. Please, have some. It's freshly brewed. Enjoy. Enjoy.
God keep you healthy, Haji. Tea from your hands is a remedy.
I can see you're quite the sweet talker now, Reza.
Whatever I am, I owe it to your training, Haji.
Wow. It's like it was yesterday. God hears those who...
God hears those who praise him. God is great.
It took you forever to learn to say that properly. When you got to this phrase, you'd usually panic, remember? But you used to repeat the prayers aloud well. Where you working these days?
Military police, Haji.
So, sweet talker. Let's have it. What brings you to an old man like me?
Honestly, there's a reason for my visit.
I hope it's for a good cause.
No, Haji. I don't think it is. You know how greatly I'm in debt to Haj Nadari. He's been a father to me. Exactly like you. Always has and always will be.
What is it you want to say, Reza? You're worrying me.
You see, sir, I've been assigned to find and arrest his son.
Haj Nadari's son?
Yes.
What for?
Deserting from frontline, Haji.
That's unlikely. Haj Nadari's son? That's impossible.
He ran away from the enemy. 2 hours before an attack. And right when he was sent to get some supplies at that.
That's not possible. His son is an honor...
I know, Haji. He's Haj Nadri's son. But you weren't there to see who he associates with. Those around them were all scumbags. I wanted to tell you and Haj Nadri several times. But I couldn't bring myself to do it. This is the arrest warrant, Haji. I went to their house today, but I couldn't do it. I kept trying, but just couldn't do it. Whoever I am, whatever I have, and all I know, I owe it to you, Haj Nadiri. I couldn't. I tried, but I just couldn't. That is the reason I had to come and talk to you, Haji.
What can I do about it?
You break the news to Haj Nadiri. No one else can do that. And then just ask him to hand over his son.
Hello, Haj Nadiri.
Hello, Haj Nusrat. How nice of you to come see me. I would have come to see you. Are you well? Here, have one of these sweets, please. They're delicious.
Thanks very much.
I know that you've been quite heavily burdened these days. I was thinking of coming to see you this evening. It's my fault, but I'm not to blame, really. Haji, I think I told you we were having a celebration. I was busy with that.
Yes, I know.
But the celebration turned to mourning, and the happiness into burden. We've called it off.
Really? Why?
We weren't well matched, Haji. We weren't well matched. Forget about it, though. How have you been?
Oh, I'm well. How is your son, Mohammed?
He's okay, thank God. Honestly, my friend, in the midst of all this, I listen to Mohammed's stories when I'm feeling down. It's not pride, you know, Haji, but I thank God over and over again that I have raised the child he blessed me with properly. Haji, you have no idea what he's done. He single-handedly rescued the troops from the enemy. He went and seized a new tank from the enemy all on his own and brought it back for his comrades. Oh God, thank you a million times. Even if I am overwhelmed with thousands of worries, Muhammad brings me immense happiness as if straight from heaven. Haji, you won't believe it, but they've actually forced him to go on a one-month leave. Forced him! I sound just as giddy as a little child, don't I? So, Haji, my dear, I'm sorry. I'm human too, you know. What, was that too much? You'll forgive me though, won't you, Haji?
That's not the problem, Haji.
But then, why are you frowning, my friend? Sweets I gave you, not poison. God forbid I would ever poison my friend. Even if it is poison, it was given to you by a friend of over 30 years. There's no need to get all bent out of shape about it.
Your son wasn't given a one-month leave.
He wasn't?
There's been no reward given to him, Haji. There was no seizing of enemy tanks, breaking the siege, or anything like that.
What do you mean there wasn't?
Your son's been on the run from the front line. For 20 days now, they're looking for him.
So you mean that extra month of bonus leave?
Come to those who ridicule and laugh at the prophets. This is not something you want to do.
Arrest and question any stranger who sets foot in the city, do you understand? I don't want one word spoken without our guards hearing and recording what was said.
At a time when sadness and futility reigned, everyone hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including my...
Hopes for salvation.
For years, the rabbis at this temple, including myself, have anxiously awaited the arrival of the Messiah.
Has he been born yet?
He has. I heard his cries with my own ears.
The child that I wanted to devote to you has turned out to be a girl.
The boy we await will be a great man. However, he has to be born to a great and pious mother. A woman even more virtuous than you, Hannah. The promised Messiah will be born to your daughter.
She is your servant. Your humble servant. This is Mary.
A holy girl. A holy woman. A holy child.
God knows there is no other human being like the girl in your arms. She has greatness within her. Much more greatness than anybody realizes, my dear.
No girl has ever served in a temple. No female has ever entered this holy place.
The Chosen One.
Well, Zechariah, I heard you're making a hut in the temple for Mary.
Is it possible that Mary could someday be Christ's mother?
Whatever may happen to your daughter is God's will. The health and well-being of every person rests in His hands. I can only pray for your child and her health. The voice said, God has chosen you, Mary. It called out my name, along with the name of three other women. That voice was so beautiful. Oh, Grandfather, the way it said those names.
The Christ will come and abolish these money-loving hypocrites who would keep them in bondage. He will loose their bindings.
How could we be expected to speak to a newborn baby?
Saint Mary, coming soon on iFilm.
Hello. You're home early. What's wrong?
Where's Muhammad?
He's home. What happened?
Hello, Father.
What's wrong? I said, what's wrong?
Why don't you ask him?
Why won't you tell me?
Now tell your mother. I said, tell your mother now! Your son has run away from the front line.
Muhammad!
You lied to me. You embarrassed me. You coward.
You wanted me to get ripped to shreds? Just so you could save face in front of... some people?
I'm not talking about people! I'm talking about God! You embarrassed me in front of Him! I thought I raised a blessing that he gave me so well, but you embarrassed me before him. I thought my son was somehow compensating for all of my shortcomings in his presence, but you embarrassed me. You embarrassed me before God.
Would you have saved face if I'd been blown apart under enemy shell fire? Is that what you wanted from me?
Stop it, son! That's enough.
Hit me, Father. Hit me one more time.
What kind of father wishes for his son to be shred to pieces? What kind of mother wouldn't want to see her own son's wedding? But in a land that is invaded by the enemy, is there any wedding that wouldn't become a funeral instead? What kind of a Muslim are you anyway? This is your motherland too. Do you know what motherland even means?
But I can't, Father. I can't go out there and get killed. The people there are different from me. I'm nothing at all like them. What do you expect me to do? If you want to call me a coward, go ahead. I'm a coward. But this is who I am. This is my life, Dad. It's my life for real. The scenes we've seen and cheered for and loved in movies are happening for real. The bullets are for real. The wounds are for real. The blood is for real. The death is real. I swear to God, it's all for real out there. I've seen things out there that still haunt me in my nightmares. I saw the radio reporter running toward us when a mortar shell hit him square in the head. But he kept running. My comrade was handing me water with his canteen when he got shot in the back. The bullet came out his chest, but he still had his arm stretched out toward me. He was smiling at me. He had no idea he was already dead.
God, what have I done wrong? How have I raised this child?
Now you're telling me that I'm a degenerate? You're telling me that I'm an embarrassment? You're saying I'm a coward? Go ahead. But I'm not going to go back there and lose my life for any of this.
Lose your life? Lose your life? You call this losing? You call those people losers? You are the loser, you fool. I am the loser. Even now, you're risking your life for nothing. Do you even understand what I'm saying to you? And now the police are after you. You've run away from the battlefield. This isn't just about punishments, and it's not just about penalties. This is about court-martial. They were coming to the house to get you, but Haj Nosrat intervened in order to save the little bit of pride that I had left. I risked that tiny ounce of pride to buy you some time. You have to turn yourself in tomorrow at the break of dawn. There may still be a way out. Help this boy get his things together. He needs to turn himself in tomorrow morning. You're no longer expected to save face for you and your family before God and others. Those dreams are dead. The only thing left to do now is to save yourself.
Where are you going, Mahmoud?
To the mosque, if I'm not too ashamed.
Majid-san!
Yes, father?
Loosen those ropes a little, my boy.
Oh, Kamal!
Yes, Mr. Ferdows, what can I do for you?
Look here. Now I want you to personally take care of everything at the port. Make sure they load all the crates onto the boat and then come right back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and one more thing. Also give the workers a tip, so you know what I mean. I don't want them damaging them, throwing them off and on the loading docks. Those pomegranates from Sava, if they get bashed and bruised, it won't be worth a dime. And you know how those foreign people are.
Yes, sir.
They don't care what it tastes like at all. They just want it to look nice. The pomegranates better be in good shape, Kamal. You dig me?
Yes, sir. But don't we always make sure of that as usual?
I'm just reminding you, it doesn't hurt to hear it again, does it?
Yes, okay, of course.
Yeah,
goodbye.
Okay. Tyre! Tyre!
Yes, father.
Come here, kid. Hurry up. We gotta get going. Look here. Your mother has decided to make you a favorite stew for dinner
tonight. Oh, God, no, father. She stuffed so much food down my throat these past few days, I don't know what to do. I'm exploding. I look just like a soccer ball. I swear to God, I've gained 10 pounds.
Look here.
What's up?
You are going to tell her yourself. She walks around complaining that a kid looks like a skeleton. Let's go,
father.
No, we're taking my car. You can leave your car here, you great motorhead. Now you come with me and we'll chat on the way. I want to talk to you a bit.
All right, hey, Mr. Tahir, there's someone on the phone for you.
It might be a mother. You know what?
Yes, sir.
Tell her we've already left. We'll be there in 30 minutes, okay?
They're not calling from home, sir. It's someone who needs to speak to Mr. Tahir.
Nonsense.
I'll be
go
right back.
Go see who it is and
I'll
hurry
be right
up.
Back.
Yes? Who's calling? Oh, hello, Muhammad. How is it going? What's up? Muhammad? Can I come by tomorrow instead if not...
But what happened? Okay, all right. I'll come over. Yep, I'm on my way.
What are you doing over here? Get in the car.
I'm sorry, Father. I have to go. I can't come with you.
Nonsense. What's happened? Who was it?
It was a friend of mine, a comrade, Muhammad Naderi. Something's come up for him. I gotta go and see him.
So tell him you're gonna see him tomorrow night, then. It can't be that urgent. Why does he need to see it right away, right
yes,
now?
Yes, Father. I think it is urgent. He said something's come up for him, and he needs me to go to see him right away. I'm sorry.
Now look here, Tyre.
Yes, Father?
If this is a friend of yours and he really has problems, I could always, you know...
I know, Father. Thank you. I'll see you. Don't worry about it.
Tyre?
Yes, Father?
Do you have enough money on you?
Yes, Father. Don't worry, Father.
No, I'll give you some more. I'm worried about
you. No, Father.
I'm
sure it has nothing to do with money. It must be something else. He has something he wants to talk to me about.
Fine, then. Look here. I'm not gonna eat dinner until you get back home tonight.
You're great, Dad. See you later.
What's up? Doesn't Dad have the key?
He must have forgotten it.
Setayesh. Go back, sit down. It's for me.
Hello?
Hey, come in.
What's going on, Muhammad?
Come in, man.
I'm in a rush. I've got things to do. What happened?
Oh, come on, man. You lunatic. Get inside. I can't tell you out here, man.
But I must...
Go
All
in.
Right.
Come on.
All right.
Come inside, Tahir. Come in.
That's his sergeant. Why did he come here?
Mom, they're friends. He's here to see him. What's wrong with that?
But what if... What if that's the guy who provoked Mohammed to run away?
Oh, come on. What are you talking about, Mom?
Listen, Setayesh, go take some tea to them. I want you to leave the door open on your way back so we can hear what they're saying. Go.
Hey there, Muhammad. Here you go.
Thank you.
Hello there.
Hello, ma'am.
Close the door. Setayesh?
Yes, what is it?
I told you to close the door.
Okay, brother.
Drink your tea, man.
Tell me what's going on, Muhammad. You called and said something came up, and that you've got a problem.
I was thinking you'd come hang out for a bit.
Listen, Muhammad. My father is waiting for me at home. He won't eat his dinner until I'm back, so don't beat around the bush and please tell me what is going on. I'm all ears, tell me. I'm asking you again, please. Can you tell me what's going on?
So you're telling me I should...
Get to the point, please.
The point is... I need your help.
You didn't need to beat around the bush so much, man. What do you need me to do?
Look, I need you to help me.
Okay, tell me what you need me to do. I'm listening. Come on.
Help me to get across the border.
Sorry, what did you say?
Help me to get out of this country, man.
Have you really lost your mind, Muhammad, huh? Do you even know what you're saying?
Help me, Tahir. I need to get out of here. I want to get across the border.
Tss, Sadiesh, come here. What's going on?
Nothing.
You're acting strange.
Listen, Mom, what's wrong with you? I'm fine, really. I have no idea why you get so anxious all of a sudden. Didn't the doctor tell you that stress isn't good for you? Please remember that. Really, nothing's wrong. Muhammad's friend is here to see him, that's all. And you're worrying for absolutely no reason at all.
Worrying for no reason, huh? You're not a mother yet, Sarayesh. When you become one, you'll know that your eyes and ears are not everything. You learn to listen to your heart when your child's life is on the line. I'm worried.
But tell me why. What is wrong with this? What do you think is going on in there anyway?
I don't know, but I know I'm worried. I just don't feel right. I keep on thinking something awful is going to happen, like I'm going to hear some bad news. I don't know, Sarayesh. Why did Muhammad tell his friend to come over here in the first place?
I need your help to get out of here, Tahir. I need to get out of this place.
No, you've really lost your mind.
Remember when we were under siege? For 3 days, you had a fever and were unconscious.
Yeah, I remember.
Who took care of you for those 3 days and didn't get a wink of sleep? Who changed your clothes when you were sweating with fever and held a cloth on your forehead?
Muhammad, yeah, I remember. It was you who saved my life. So what?
Didn't you say you wished there would come a day when I'd need something from you?
Yeah, I remember saying that.
Today is that day!
Muhammad, what you're doing is...
Come on! Didn't you tell me that you've already been to the border yourself? That you went to the village and then a guy took you right up to the border?
I came back, Muhammad. I came
back. Well, I'm never coming back.
You're crazy, man, I tell you.
At least give me an address, a phone number,
crazy,
something I can
crazy,
find him
crazy.
By.
You're
help me out.
Get yourself in deep trouble, Muhammad. What's wrong with you?
I'm already in deep trouble.
No, you're not, Muhammad. You're not. You can turn yourself in. You can say you took
Tahir.
An extra 10 days of
Tahir.
Leave. Tell him your mother was
Tahir.
Ill or something. Just make up
Tahir.
An excuse.
Tahir!
What is it?
I'm not on authorized leave.
What?
I lied to you. I wasn't even given a minute of leave. I ran away.
No. Oy. What have you done, Muhammad? Do you know what this means?
I don't know. I lost my mind.
But why? What's wrong with you, man?
Nothing, man. I don't want to die. I want to get out of here. I want to be somebody for myself.
You mean all of us who are still here are nobody? All of us are nothing?
Stop lecturing me, Tahir. Come on.
I'm not lecturing you, man. What you need is not a lecture. What you need is a slap in the face, Muhammad.
You should have gotten here earlier. My dad gave me one.
Go take them tea
Mom,
again.
Mom, if Muhammad wants tea, he'll tell me himself.
I'm telling you.
Mama!
Sarayesh! No one ever used to whisper behind closed doors in our house.
Well, maybe it's private, Mom. Did you think about that?
That's exactly what I mean. I get so worried when my son is talking privately with someone else, and I know he is hiding things from me. Please take them some tea, and leave the door open when you leave the room.
Well, I left it open the last time, and Muhammad told me to shut it.
Sarayesh!
You're playing with your life. You understand or not? Muhammad, you're knee-deep in it, man. But that doesn't mean you gotta get neck-deep in it. Your dad's right. Turning yourself in is the best thing you can do. I will take you there. I'll be your driver. I'll be there for you till the end. My father has thousands of contacts and friends. He knows 100 doctors who can give you a medical certificate. We can get a doctor's certificate saying you were ill. I promise you. We'll tell them you were in a coma. You were unconscious for the past while. We'll even make it look like you were dead. So tell me, is that good enough for you, Mohammed? I just need you to turn yourself in. Mohammed!
Were you eavesdropping?
No, no, of course not. I brought some tea.
We don't want tea! Did everybody hear that? We don't want tea! Eavesdropping was never accepted in this house, until now. Now it's fine. You don't need to worry about me. I'll turn myself in. I'll go turn myself into Saddam. To Azrael, the angel of death. None of you will give up until you put me in my grave. Fine, fine. I'll do whatever you want me to. I'll go back. Fine!
I won't leave you alone because you didn't let me down. I'll do anything you need me to do. Tomorrow I'll take you to the barracks. How's that sound? It's gonna be fun, don't you think? We'll have a nice ride. What do you say? You up for it?
No, man, it's fine. I'll go myself.
What do you mean? You won't even let me be your driver now? Is that what you're saying?
No. I don't want to trouble you, man.
Fine, take care of yourself then. I'll be going now.
Tahir.
What is it?
Fine, I'll come with you. Come pick me up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. See you tomorrow. Thank you.